This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You got the Knicks at the Madhouse on Madison. Love it over there. Seeing the Blackhawks over there, seeing the Bulls over there. Whenever I used to go to Chicago in the winter, it's like, you got to go there and turn up with them. I think the Knicks can get a win tonight, Friday night Knicks. The intro is on my screen. And then, the World Series. Oh, quickly, about Ohtani and the Ohtani rule. So I told the story the other night. I think it might have been one of the nights I was on late, about June 30th, 2021. I also connected the dots that the newsroom was dedicated to Mark Chernoff on that date, because that's the date that's on the sign out there. I was like, you know, that there's some kind of theory of like when you think about something and then you see it happen and then like popped up. I never looked at that date until the other night I was telling the story. June 30th, 2021 is also my wedding anniversary. Legally, like that's when the court documents got done. And that night I took my wife to the stadium, and Paulie was like, you didn't propose at the stadium. I'm like, no, I proposed in London. And we had a whole different thing, but like the paperwork legally got done June 30th, 2021. And so I took my wife to Yankee Stadium because I had worked with my ticket rep to get the big, you know, congrats, Mr. and Mrs. McPherson on the screen after the fourth inning. Rainy night, and it was the Angels versus the Yankees. I had went to the game before, and Ohtani homered. And it was Ohtani mania. I talked about this the other night. Sorry if you're hearing it again. Somebody's hearing it for the first time. I talked about how people had homemade Ohtani shirts, how the Yankees were selling Ohtani merch in the team store. It was the first time I'd ever seen that. And supposedly they didn't have a say in it. Major League Baseball pushed that. Major League Baseball also pushed the Ohtani rule. After the lockout, they created this rule for him. Because in that game that night where the Yankees lost 11-8, and Aroldis Chapman, who claims that, you know, even if he was traded back to the Yankees, he would retire and not play. We don't want you, bro. He gave up that game. In that game that night, Ohtani gave up some walks, some singles. He couldn't get out of the first inning. And so they took him out of the game. The Angels obviously had enough to win the game 11-8, but that ruined Ohtani mania for all of the people that came out to see Ohtani in his first series in Yankee Stadium. If you remember correctly, Ohtani was ducking smoke. I used to be, I still am an Ohtani hater, but I've kind of folded. There's nothing to hate anymore. He's in the World Series. We'll see what he does tonight. Like, after a while, like, the guy beat the gambling allegations easily. Like, there's nothing you could do to stop Ohtani. But I was talking about Ohtani being afraid to play in Yankee Stadium because he didn't want the smoke from Yankee fans, because he never gave the Yankees an opportunity to sign him. And he also won Rookie of the Year over Miguel Andujar. He was hurt. He had not played. He had from 2018, 19, obviously the COVID season. But then 2021 was his first time playing in Yankee Stadium. And it was Ohtani mania. And I know Major League Baseball must have felt something or understood some. I didn't watch the broadcast. I was at the physical game. But once Ohtani got rocked in the first inning, that ended his night. And some people probably left. And then there were multiple rain delays where people did leave. So anyway, that's my whole spiel on the Ohtani rule. You know, it doesn't make him a prima donna. And it's not like it's a rule for him. He is a unicorn. He is the best player in the game. He is arguably the best player we've ever seen. I would take him over Babe Ruth. What he's able to do is incredible. He is a main draw and main attraction, not just for Americans, but for all of Japan and all of the world. So you need that guy. The same people crying about the Ohtani rule are the same people saying they should make a rule to not intentionally walk him. They're never going to do that. They could always pitch around him. But here we go. Game six of the World Series coming up. Knicks basketball, Friday night Knicks coming up. And, of course, it's a football Friday. We are going to talk about the Giants matchup against the 49ers. And since the Jets are off on a bye, we will talk about the trade deadline. Are they trading Breece Hall? We will also talk about the situation with them raising ticket prices 11% is just, I don't like, I know it's business, but it's not right. Richie is in Queens on the Fan. Hello, Richie.
Hey, you tell you. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. That's disgraceful. They are so disorganized and just they do nothing. They just don't ever do anything right. They win a game. It's like, well, we won a game, and the next day they come up with 11%.
Yeah, now's the time. We won a game. I mean, we won a game. Everybody's feeling good about the team. We're not going to go defeated. We're not the worst team in the NFL. We scored 39 points. Charge them.
Yeah, I mean, the nerve. I mean, and Woody Johnson has proven time and time he's just a buffoon. You know, I'm obviously into the World Series tonight. And, did you see the thing they had on Game Sixes? Game Six, the one that I remember most of all before you were born, was obviously in 75 when Carbo hit the homer and Carlton Fisk. And then Joe Carter hit the walk-off in Game Six in 93 with Toronto. And then the other one was Puckett. He won the game for Minnesota in 87. So there's been a lot of, and obviously Reggie hit three homers, which was the most amazing feat I ever saw. You know, he hit three, I know you know your history. You know, he hit the three homers on three pitches.
Yeah. Reggie Jackson. Are you saying they showed that in the pregame of the World Series tonight?
No, they're talking about the game sixes, what.
I did see some on ESPN. They had Joe Carter. They had a couple things. I think they did a top 10 tonight with World Series moments or Game 6 moments. We're in for a show tonight. It could be historic tonight. I'm hoping Yamamoto shoves. He dominated them last time. I'm hoping he forces a Game 7.
Yeah, I'd like to see that too. You know, and as far as you mentioned the Knicks too, Keith. I'm a big Knicks fan. You know, when your two best players are horribly defensive, like Brunson and Cat is. And Cat started the season with a comment like, what do you think, you know, about the offense? What do you think, how it's going to go? And he goes, I have no idea. So obviously he wasn't on board. And for him,
I thought that was something that he was saying to the media just to kind of throw them off his scent.
No, I think he was really confused.
I don't know. And it's showing on the court now.
Yeah. And it's got, I mean, for him to play that kind of up and down, I don't know
it
how does, he's
and it
do
doesn't
it.
Make sense because a lot of people said that he was one of the players that got Tom Thibodeau fired.
Yeah.
So they bring in this new guy, and it's like, be careful what you wish for. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's gonna. And as far as this series tonight, I mean Yamamoto. I mean Mookie Betts has been probably the biggest disappointment. But you know Toronto, we talked about it earlier. I really felt the Dodgers would win. I thought the starting pitching. You know, they had this kid come out to pitch the other night with 12 strikeouts, and that's what these games are about. You get there, and like everybody always says, you know, you just get there, you never know. But they have proven that, you know, baseball is not about launch angle, and it's not about home runs, and although they hit their share of homers. But I just love their approach. They really do. They work the count like the Yankees did back in the 90s, late 90s. So, I think it's great, and unfortunately, only 11 million people will watch it. But I know how you are as far as a purist. I think I am also. I just enjoy these games, and I'd like to see a Game 7.
Thanks for the call, Richie. Yeah, that's kind of what brought me after the 18-inning game. That's what brought me back around because I kind of went into the World Series sick about the matchup because I was rooting for both teams to lose. And then that 18-inning game, I'm like, this is great. This is baseball. There's so many things. Manfred's man not being on second. Ohtani being the best baseball player alive ever. Them walking him over and over and over, taking him out of the game. And then Freddie Freeman being the only human being ever to have two walk-off home runs in the World Series. Like, Here we go, folks, as Shohei Ohtani steps into the box, as Kevin Gausman toes the rubber. Game 6, where they just reported that the Los Angeles Dodgers are 0-7 once they're down 3-2 in a series. Can they buck that trend tonight? First pitch coming your way. Tune in if you want to watch the game. It's a strike. All right, let's take these calls, though, and keep it rolling. Charlie is in Tom's River with us on the Fan. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, Keith. How are you? It's a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for taking my call. I got a kind of an unpopular subject that's on the Fan. It comes down to where individuals, like you were talking to a friend of yours that said he gave up his season tickets to the Jets.
Yes.
And did he have a PSL? Because you lose the rights to your PSL. So I'm a season ticket owner to the Giants. And both my season tickets, that we own two, and it was $10,000 on the PSL.
Yeah.
If we give it up, the Giants own the rights to them, and they can resell them as their seats.
Yeah.
We lose all money invested. So it's kind of like, so when everybody says give up your tickets, you're not going to give up your tickets because your investment is still there.
And nobody knows what the future holds. It's kind of weird.
Exactly.
It's like, you feel like there's no future, but you've already in the past put the money up, so you got to see it through. Like you said, it's an investment. You got to hope that there's better days where, you know, having that seat has some value. I'm not sure if limo driver Ed, I think he did have season tickets to the Jets. I'm not sure exactly, though. But, no, that's a great point about these personal seat licenses and when you give them up, where they go.
Well, no, for my sake, the Giants take them over. You lose your money, the Giants take them, they can sell them at will.
And obviously now, the Giants have Jackson Dart and Cam Scatabu and Malik Nabers, and their fans are...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And not only that, but since the stadium is co-owned, the Jets are selling tickets now. You can buy a season ticket for the Jets and not put up the money for the PSL. And I've been told, and I don't know, but I've been told that you can buy a season ticket for the Giants with just the one season without putting the PSL. So it kind of screws the fans. And now, I mean, I'm a lot older. I'm 67, and I've been a Giant fan all my life. And I've been a season ticket holder for 30 years. And you listen to these things, and I never hear it on the Fan because it's a financial thing. It's, you know, it's an unpopular subject.
Sure, it's
not
personal.
You guys are going to spend a lot of time on, but you know, it just, when I heard that, I was like, man, that just bites me a little bit.
No, but thank you for sharing your personal experience, Charlie. Appreciate the call. To each his own. 888-808-1019. You know, to each his own. It's something that you've put money, hard earned money into, that you invested in. It's something that is connected to the past, memories, family. It's something that you hope comes around. And, you know, as frustrated as we get as fans, as frustrated as we get with our fandom, you know, like I'll use myself as an example. I don't have season tickets to Jerry World. On purpose, I haven't been to Jerry World in over a decade. September 26, 2015 was the last time I went there. And every year I kept saying, I'm not making that trip again. It costs so much money to fly out there, stay out there, get good seats out there, take the tour, you know, and then once you're out there, you're going to buy stuff and, you know, there's good food out there, Mexican barbecue. You guys know if you've ever been to you know, Arlington, Fort Worth, Dallas area for a Cowboys game. So it's pretty easy for me to detach from them. But if you're right here, like especially the people that live in Glen Rock, or the people that live in, was it Glen Cove, or the people that live like right around MetLife Stadium, it's deeper than just, I hate Woody Johnson and the Jets are miserable and they're never going to be good again. It's like, we're part of the culture. Our family invested in this. This is what we do in the fall and winters on Sundays. And one day when they are good again, maybe we can sell these tickets and really get a return on investment. Or maybe when they're good again and they go to the playoffs, we, you know. So, I don't know. It's tough. But what I had to say about Woody was just like the timing of it. And that's business, and it's a cold world. You know, it's business. It's not personal. Hey, we won a game. You guys are riding high. You guys are feeling good off that. It's a bye week. We can't lose. This is the stretch to do it. This is the stretch to do it. It's going to be 2 weeks where you aren't miserable about your Jets fandom. But the timing for Woody to come off of, oh, yeah, well, any quarterback with that rating, no coach would be able to win with. It'd be nice if we could complete a pass. You throw Justin Fields under the bus. He comes out, balls out. The team rallies around him and the coach, and they win. And the fans watch that roller coaster of a game, and they get to enjoy it on Sunday. And then Monday, they're getting calls from the ticket office and emails saying, hey, there's an 11%. There's an 11% increase on your tickets. You want them or not? Make the decision now. Make the decision now before we host Myles Garrett and the Cleveland Browns. 888-808-1019. The Knicks are off and rolling quickly. 11-5, a couple minutes in here. And Kevin Gausman's rolling as well. I got to get these box scores up. I saw he struck out Ohtani. I think he might have retired the first two batters via the strikeout. Yeah, he struck out Will Smith as well. So we're underway here on a Friday on the Fan. Football Friday, obviously talking about the Jets more so with the ticket sales. The Giants, obviously, with the matchup against the 49ers. Got an eye on the Knicks for you. We'll ride along with that. Got an eye on the World Series for you as well. We'll ride along with that. 888-808-1019. Let's go down to Florida and get Craig on the Fan. Thanks for holding, Craig. You're on.
Oh, hey, Keith.
Hey.
All right, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
Yeah, I just want to talk about, you're a Devils fan, aren't you? Because it may seem unrelated at first, but it's going to connect soon. Just trust me, all right?
Yeah, I'm a Devils fan.
You're a Devils fan, right? All right, so have you been watching the Florida Panthers? Like, have you been seeing what they're doing? Because, like, I'm a Rangers fan. My mom's a Rangers fan. Everybody's fan is a Rangers fan. But I've been going to games down here for a long time, so I've seen this team go from the brink of relocation and things like that to winning back-to-back cups.
Yeah.
And it's really made me proud of this team, but what their identity has become, and is really what Bill Zito has done, that I think could also every team in every sport can do, even in like baseball, football. And like, you want to know what I mean by that?
Yeah. So what I'll say is I haven't been watching them. I was at the Devils opener and the Devils faced them. That's the only time I saw them this year. I know that they're not, you know, off to a hot start. I think they're 500, but they're defending back-to-back champs, and continue with what you're trying to get at as far as what they do as an organization and what you're seeing here.
So like, they're missing their captain right now. They're missing Barkov and Kachuk, but some of their players were drafted by the previous GM. But what Bill Zito has done was he was hired in 2020, and by the owner Vince Viola, and he has just transformed the team's identity from embarrassment to maybe the most hated team in hockey, because the team that he assembled originally, they won the President's Trophy in 2022. They had the best regular season record, and then they made the playoffs.
Yeah.
They went to like 6 or 7 games against the Washington Capitals.
Yeah.
And that seems like they barely outlasted. And then they got swept in the second round by the Tampa Bay Lightning. Now, if it was the Yankees that that happened to, by like say the Blue Jays, they actually got swept by after having the best regular season record, they would have just rolled over and died or something, not make the playoffs next season. But what Zito did
the Yankees couldn't do that. The Yankees would have to respond with reloading and getting back to the playoffs to avenge that loss. I think with the Panthers down there, they were under the radar. They're also a hockey team in a warm weather spot. Like, I remember watching the All-Star game down there, and I was like, oh, this is cool. They have the luxury of, you know, their fan base is not that wide. They're still growing. They're still bringing fans in. You know, like, the whole thing with the rats and them throwing the rats on the ice, like, that came out of nowhere. Like, they're still very much becoming. They're still very, like, they're not an expansion team, but they might as well be. Like, they're still very new.
No, they were found in 1993, and after this, I can explain to you where, like, the rat thing came from. But after 2022, like, Bill Zito fired the head coach at the time, Andrew Brunette, after the best regular season performance, and he hired Paul Maurice, who never won a cup in his life and just retired from Winnipeg. And he hired him immediately after the season, and he was a Jack Adams finalist, Andrew Brunette, that year. It's not like he was like a terrible coach or anything. He was a great coach, but he wanted a structure and he wanted a team that could perform in the playoffs. And then he made the biggest move of probably the salary cap era when he traded Jonathan Huberdeau. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He's on Calgary now. For Matthew Tkachuk. Now, Huberdeau had 100 point season that year. And people thought he was dumb for doing it, but he said he wanted a guy that could perform in the playoffs and not a guy that just sat padded in like the regular season. Well, he didn't say that, but like that's what he really meant by it. And then the next year they barely made the playoffs, and then they may run to the final as the eighth seed.
Thanks for the call, Craig. So they hit some good luck. They made a bold decision. Fortune favors the bold. I'm watching the New York Knicks. They made a bold decision. Tom Thibodeau won a bunch of games, got him to the playoffs consistently, got him to the Eastern Conference Finals. They said, you're gone. Here's Mike Brown. They're hoping that he can get them to the next step and go further. Thank you for the little Florida Panthers lesson, Craig, down there in Florida. I'm sure there's some Rangers fans listening, some Islanders fans listening, some Devils fans listening that are like, yeah, we get it, buddy. Congrats on the back-to-back Cubs. We need one around here. 888-808-1019. George Springer is back healthy. Did he just get hit? Got my eyes on the World Series. Got my eyes on... Okay, he fouled the ball off himself. Got my eyes on the Knicks as well. We're off and running. Taking calls. I see people that want to talk PSLs, Blue Jays, Jalen Brunson, the Giants, the Jets. We can do all of that. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. I will be right back. I'll tell a story later about some Mischief Night stuff. Really some Halloween stuff. It occurred to me driving in. It has been 20 years since this happened. It was a story from my area that I want to share. But anyway, we're watching the World Series, and it's funny. The ball gets hit into play, and Max Muncy makes an error. And so immediately as a Yankee fan, and I saw Chris Kirshner, who covers the Yankees, him and I had a similar tweet at the time, right? He said, put the ball in play, and the Dodgers will down their leg. Remember what the Dodgers said about the Yankees last year, the Yankees scouting report. I immediately tweeted out, put the ball in play against the Dodgers and dot, dot, dot. But after the Max Muncy misplay, Vladdy, who I'm thinking, you know, Vladdy's been the best postseason performer ever this year. I'm thinking he's about to have a two-run bomb. He grounds into a double play. So here we are now in the top of the second, one out. Teoscar Hernandez, who's been a great postseason performer over the years for the Dodgers, he's at the plate. And we're watching that. As far as the Knicks are concerned, they're starting to get a lather going. They're starting to warm up, loosen up a little bit. And that game right now has a score of, let me see. Do I not have that box score up? 22-20. The Bulls have taken the lead. So let me get that box score up. I kind of like the ESPN look more than the NBA look. But I do like the NBA's play-by-play better than ESPN's play-by-play when you're looking up box scores. Sports nerd type stuff. That really doesn't matter. Let's get back to the phone. Tony in Montreal on The Fan. What's up, Tony?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How you doing, Keith?
Good. How are you?
Good. I don't agree with you, man, for the first time. I think Jays are going to knock them out tonight. And the reason I say that is that if you're in that stadium and if things are going well, a hard place to play in, because the Blue Jays fans are just as insane as the Yankees. The only other, I'm talking about Yankee fans, like the only other psycho fans that are on an equal par, maybe Philly and New York, but New York takes the cake. But if Toronto is up to snuff and if they don't round out like they just did in a double play, they might be able to take this. But it's going to be a close game. Gausman is no slouch, and I believe that they're on a heater, like we say in hockey. They're on a heater, and the thing is that you've been mentioning this quite a few times. They're playing as a unit. They're playing as a team. And they play more like they're like a football team that's completely on the same page. I just think it's a mentality thing right now that they came in as the sort of underdogs, and everyone was talking big about LA being able to steamroll them, smash them. They had the better pitching staff. But as you see, you don't only have to go 4.5 innings and then your bullpen takes over and you got timely hitting. You got the demolition crew of hitting. And I've been following you the last couple of nights. I couldn't call in because you had a lot of callers. But, you know, if they're going to follow this kind of prototype of a baseball team to come in with the Bargers and the Clemens, you got to actually find them. You got to put them through your system, and buying them doesn't work. Soso is the best example of a 26-year-old that doesn't do it. And you know that, because we've been harping on that all the time. You know, Vladdy is a guy that they love in that dressing room. I don't think too many guys are going to turn around and say
there is no recipe to repeat. There is, and that's, you know, Yankee fans have been talking about it all week. Why can't we get more guys like this? Why can't we do it? Like, the secret sauce is their secret sauce. It isn't available to everybody else. They look like a team of destiny. So many things clicked. So many things happened for them this year. Vladdy signed that big money deal. Like you mentioned, the guys like Ernie Clement or Dalton Varsho or Addison Barger or Davis Schneider, like these guys, they went and brought into their organization. They weren't top free agents. Like, you can't just go buy them, but go on.
You know, like, you know, that's the thing. Like, in New York, you guys have all the money. You have all the media power. You can buy the Reggies. You can buy Vita Blue. You can buy any player that's top dog. But guess what? Those guys can't always perform at top dog speed. And you know what? They get old and they get tired. And the media's hard on big towns that expect wins, like Montreal on the Canadiens and in New York on the Rangers and on the Yanks and everybody else from the Giants down all the way when we talk about that stuff. But what you're saying is the absolute truth. If you find those indigenous homegrown guys in New Jersey like Snyder, right? Where did this guy come from? He's a nobody. But this guy is performing. And what they're talking about in baseball right now is the Jays are performing to Jays baseball 100%. You know what? I don't want to talk too soon. Knock on wood. I don't think I want to jinx them. But if they keep playing at the level they're playing, there is no magic sauce. Exactly like Keith McPherson says, that team is gelling at the right time with the right coach, another guy from New Jersey. And the issue is that they're not scared of anyone. They don't care, and they don't backbite each other. When the manager makes an error, he faces up, but the guys on the team don't bite back, don't like drive him into the ground. They support them. It's like your dad. When your dad makes a mistake in life, they don't give it up. They just don't give it up. They just support.
Yeah, Snyder is a great manager. That's another thing I've been saying all week, too. They have a better manager than either side of New York, Mendoza and Boone. Snyder, he believes in his guys out of the bullpen. Thanks for the call, Tony. He believes in his guys that are coming out of the bullpen. He believes in his guys that got to come in and pinch hit. He's got so many interchangeable parts on top of having the superstars in George Springer, in Alejandro Kirk, in Vladdy Jr. They add a Max Scherzer to this team. I'm watching Kevin Gausman right now get that strikeout and come off the mound and say, let's freaking go. Like, they're ready for the moment. It's not too big for them. They definitely don't fear the Dodgers. And what I had said about the Blue Jays when, you know, the Yankees went down 2-0, losing the first two games in their building, I've been bringing this up all week, is that I don't think any team in baseball could beat the Blue Jays three times in a row. The Mariners didn't do it. I knew the Yankees weren't going to do it, but I didn't want to say it on air because, you know, you got to believe. Well, that's the Mets thing, but you got to keep the faith. Come on, hope week continues, Keith. Don't quit on the Yankees. The Mariners weren't able to beat them three times in a row. The Dodgers got two games in a row, and then the Blue Jays bounced back to get two in a row after the 18-inning game. So let's see what happens tonight. Maybe the Blue Jays can beat the Dodgers three times in a row, but the Dodgers can't beat them three times in a row. They have too many dogs. They have too many fighters. Their lineup is deep. They pull the same rope. They're all bought in. Bo Bichette is on one leg. He can stand in that box and hit. It doesn't matter if it's Jimenez or if it's IKF or, you know what I'm saying, any of these guys mixed in between. They have the superstar power of Vladdy, and, you know, I've been impressed with them. Like I said, I stopped hating. I honestly stopped hating watching them play in this World Series and do what the Yankees couldn't do, and I'm going to hate that. If they go beat Yamamoto tonight and that banner is up there, I'm definitely going to hate it as a Yankee fan, but you give credit where credit is due. Props to them and what they were able to do. They were in last place last year. Mike is in New Jersey as we go back to the conversation around the PSLs, the Jets, and the Giants. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, Keith?
Good.
I heard the previous caller talking about, you know, handing in he's a Giant fan and giving up his PSLs, but I've had tickets since the 1950s, 54.
Wow.
And they were handed down through the family, and we had eight of them. And we sat on lower level on the 20-yard line. They wanted $10,000 a seat from us for PSL. We balked on that, so they were willing to move us. I was moved to Section 118. We paid $5,000 a seat, $40,000, and we sat on that since the season started, since the new stadium was built.
Okay, because that's what I was going to ask. Since you go all the way back to the 50s, like, you know, StubHub and these resale markets and Game Time and TickPick and these apps, you know, they've only come into existence in the last 10 years or so. Like, back then, you had to do that to ensure that you were getting into the game and had a good seat.
Right. Well, I mean, we went Yankee Stadium, Yale Bowl, everything. I'm 58, and they've been handed down, you know, from grandfather to father to so on. And we finally got fed up with the product on the field, Keith, and I listed mine up. I didn't give them back, and there's actually a marketplace. It's like an eBay for PSLs, and I sold mine. A guy offered me $42.50 for what I paid $5,000 a seat for. I had them since the stadium was built. I sold them last year, knowing that Giants had some good draft picks high ranks in the draft to come in, and some guy bid on him. He didn't want to pay the transfer fee, so he didn't give me the full $5,000, and I sold them for $42.50 a piece.
And you felt
so
good about that.
There are avenues to get rid of it.
Yeah, and you felt good about that at the time, like that you didn't feel, you know, you got your money back, and you wanted to part ways with them. And fast forward to where we are now. How do you feel now about that deal?
I mean,
you can still get into any game you want because of the...
I like the new guys. I mean, I'm a Cam guy. I love Jackson Dart. I feel the energy. But at the same time, I said, you know what? I got all my money back, and I've been personally going for over 30-something years. I can, if I have to scalp a ticket, I'll scalp a ticket and go to a couple of games a year.
Yeah.
We went for so many games for so many years, and there was garbage on the field. but there are sites that you can, you know, list. If just Google it. I don't want to plug the site I use.
Oh, trust me, I know. I know the whole Hustle and Get. I know every Vivid Seats, SeatGeek, StubHub. Like I know all of the tickets.
It's not that. It's not that, Keith.
There's you're saying for PSLs.
For PSL, yes.
Yeah.
And you can sell your PSLs with the Giants two times a year. They'll move them in October, and I believe it's March. When I sold mine, they opened the window from September to the end of October, and that's when the guy picked up my PSL, and he bought the rest of last season from me as well. So you do have options. You don't have to just give them back.
Great call, Mike. Thanks for the call and the insight and the info. You know, it's interesting now, like as I talk about how easy it is to, you know, with these apps and to just go on your phone and get tickets to the game. But, you know, if it's passed down through your family, it's almost like property you've inherited. And that's what I talk about, a cultural thing where it's like, hey, this is what we do. But damn, like why do these teams have to be so bad? Like we need the Jets and the Giants to be better. It's like, because there's so many people that invested so much time and money over the years, and they had miserable seasons and garbage games, and just, it's tough, man. It's tough. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Giants and what we can expect with the 49ers coming into town. I think it's a big game. I think a lot of people are going to be there. I think it's a game that the Giants can win, but I'm still waiting for you guys to call me up and say, who's the X factor? Jackson Dart, that's the easiest thing to say. But what if Rob Saleh and that defense has something to stop him? It's his first game without Cam Scataboo. It'll be his first game with Ray-Ray McCloud. But the best player on the field is Christian McCaffrey. How are they slowing him down? Saquon hit a home run the first carry last week. How are they slowing him down and slowing Mac Jones and that offense down? Mac Jones, a game manager. I think if he just does enough, the Giants' defense is beat up. And now it's going to be even more on Jackson Dart's shoulders to make plays and carry this offense. And he's got to stay healthy. He's got to stay on the field too. He showed us he could slide last week. He's going to have to slide again. We'll talk Giants when we come back, and that'll get us to the 9 o'clock break an hour. We got a break right now. 888-808-1019. I'll be right back. They almost threw down an alley-oop that would have rocked the place. This Buzelis kid. They run out Josh Giddey. Kevin Herter, Ayo Dosunmu. They have a young team. I'm really watching the Chicago Bulls for the first time tonight. I'm half watching because I'm watching the World Series as well. What happened here after the Ohtani walk? So after Ohtani walked, it seems like the Blue Jays the nerves are getting to them a little bit. Okay, so here we are in the top of the third. Kike Hernandez called out on strikes. Tommy Edmond doubles. Miguel Rojas called out on strikes. They intentionally walked Ohtani. Will Smith doubles. That scores Tommy Edmond from second base. And Ohtani goes to third. So now that bad man, the demon Freddie Freeman, steps up to the plate. Runner on second and third. Two outs. Let's see if Kevin Gausman is able to wiggle out of this one. Before the break, though, I said I wanted to talk a little bit more about the Giants, and I'll keep sprinkling little things in about the Giants game. Like, if there ever was a time for you to knock down the 49ers, it's right now. The Giants are banged up, but so are they. You know, earlier I talked about Nick Bosa being out. I talked about Fred Warner being out. But I also mentioned, like, Ricky Pearsall. He's not able to go. You know, their wide receiver that was supposed to be their top guy this year because Brandon Ayuk is out. I joked that Deebo Samuel isn't there. You know, they're going to be relying on Juwan Jennings and George Kittle. Freddie Freeman works a walk. Base is loaded now. You know what? You know what now would be the time for Mookie Betts to do anything as the pitching coach takes a walk to the mound to give Kevin Gausman a breather. But, yeah, let's take these Giants calls. We're going to take Giants calls all night. Who is the X factor that wins the game for the Giants? Is it Brian Daboll? Brian Daboll is going to coach them to victory? Maybe. Dean is in New Jersey on the fan. Go for it, Dean.
Yeah, how you doing, Keith?
Good.
We going to make it. We going to make it. say, I just wanted to talk to you about a couple of things with the Giants. So in terms of the defensive side, you had, you had Carl Banks recently talking about Dexy and the defense, and you think about like the games against the Broncos or the Cowboys or other breakdowns. And then you have the offense that's been putting up points minus Malik, minus now Scadaboo. What's your outlook on this weekend's game? I'll hang up and let you talk. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Dean. I think you'll see a motivated Dexter Lawrence, but I also know the 49ers hear everything that we hear. I bet the 49ers put respect on him. I bet you they double him. I bet you the 49ers have a full game plan to get after Dexter Lawrence. Now, can he overpower them? Can he control the middle of the field and stop the run and do his job and they still lose? Yeah. I know earlier in the week, Pat Leonard reported that Dexter Lawrence was practicing without the elbow brace for the first time in a long time. And I felt like maybe that was something because, you know, all week we've been talking about, is his elbow still hurt from him dislocating his elbow last year? Is it because he's paid and they're losing and he doesn't want to be a part of a losing team anymore? And it's like, is he aging? Like all these different things. I don't really think it's any of that. He hasn't been productive. And I think, you know, Carl Banks calling him out might just give him the added juice that he needs to go out there and produce. He's got a half a sack, and it goes back to last year, not just this year. You know, he hasn't been the dominant factor for the Giants. He's one of the best players on the team. He has to play like it. They're losing some of their best players. They need him to shine. But I don't know if that's going to be enough. I think Kyle Shanahan and those guys are going to be able to scheme away from him, and they're going to run outside, and it's not like they're running Christian McCaffrey straight up the middle anyway. And if they double him and they block him and they give Mac Jones enough time to get the ball to the tight end, check it down to McCaffrey, screen passes, over the top to Juwan Jennings, cross the field to Juwan Jennings. Like, I think their offense will have enough. There it is, Mookie Betts. I literally said it was time for Mookie to do something. 2-run score. 3-0 Dodgers in the 6. Let's go. Let's go. I like that. Mario in Long Beach on the fan before we break. You're in there, Mario.
Thank you. How you doing?
Good. I'm clearly a Dodgers fan all of a sudden, right?
Yeah, exactly. So what's going on with the Nets? I know you dropped off the house. You're going to drop off the Nets soon if this keeps up, or what are you going
to
do?
The Brooklyn Nets, there's nothing to report. Cam Thomas can score still. Michael Porter Jr. can score still. The only thing to report is the over-under was at 19.5, 20 wins to start the season. I took the over, and after watching them play their first 5 games, I think the under's definitely going to hit. I don't know when they're going to get a win. I don't know what the organization is trying to do. They're not a good team. The composition of the team is stupid.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I was disappointed draft night. Draft night, I came in here wearing Brooklyn Nets gear, and I haven't put any Brooklyn Nets gear on since, because I don't know why you have all those first-round picks to do what they did with them. It was a very underwhelming draft.
Yeah, to your point, didn't they get like 5 guards in the first round or something?
Yeah, like 3-4, but like Ben Seraph is playing, and Igor Demin is playing. I mean, it's just stupid, man. They're just like, from what they were and where they were just 3 years ago, to where they are now, it's quiet for the Nets. So I don't even bother with it. It's nothing to root for. They're bums.
I don't want to depress you about the Nets. But in terms of the Giants, I think that, I think they're really good. I think the thing that they really have to be careful of, though, is Jackson Dart. I guess what his strong point could also hurt him. Because he's so, let me go get it, and he's going to be reckless a little bit. He's got to worry about the hard hits. He's got to worry about it.
That's where I'm at this week, because he's going to try and be Superman and do it himself, and he's got to get down. I already said, like, last week we saw he can slide. He's got to get down because they know. You take him out of the game, and it's Russell Wilson time, and they don't stand a chance.
Exactly, and I think that you don't think the defense is going to know that. They're going to say, let's put 8-9 people in the box, and let's see what he does, right?
Of course. And, I mean, it's not like he's got that great of weapons with Darius Slayton. We'll see what Ray McLeod does, Wandale, Bo Collins, Lil Jordan Humphrey, Theo Johnson.
Last point, if I may. Why don't they go out and get, they should get the kid a wide receiver now, so at least he has something to work with. Otherwise, he's just like a sitting duck for the rest of this year, you know? He's going to try to win, he's going to get hurt.
Perhaps they will. Else. The trade deadline is coming up on, I think, Tuesday. Thanks for the call, Mario. We'll talk about the trade deadline. We'll talk about the prospects for the Giants and the Jets and, things that we might see happen and where I think they are. It doesn't matter what I think. We'll see. I mean, it'll go a long way to win this game or lose this game for them to make that decision. 888-808-1019. Now we are rolling in the World Series. Bottom of the third coming, and the Blue Jays are in a 3-0 hole. The New York Knicks, I don't know what to tell you guys. The New York Knicks are down 56-42 with about 4 minutes to go until the half. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll talk trade deadline and more New York Giants right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.